Wisdom of Solomon 6:1. Hear therefore, O ye kings, and understand. Learn ye that be judges of the ends of the earth. 6:2. Give ear, ye that rule the people, and glory in the multitude of nations. 6:3. For power is given you of the Lord, and sovereignty from the highest, who shall try your works, and search out your counsels. 6:4. Because, being ministers of his kingdom, ye have not judged aright, nor kept the law, nor walked after the counsel of God. 6:5. Horribly and speedily shall he come upon you. For a sharp judgment shall be to them that be in high places. 6:6. For mercy will soon pardon the meanest, but mighty men shall be mightily tormented. 6:7. For he which is Lord over all shall fear no man's person, neither shall he stand in awe of any man's greatness. For he hath made the small and great, and careth for all alike. 6:8. But a sore trial shall come upon the mighty. 6:9. Unto you therefore, O kings, do I speak, that ye may learn wisdom, and not fall away. 6:10. For they that keep holiness holily shall be judged holy. And they that have learned such things shall find what to answer. 6:11. Wherefore set your affection upon my words. Desire them, and ye shall be instructed. 6:12. Wisdom is glorious, and never fadeth away. Yea, she is easily seen of them that love her, and found of such as seek her. 6:13. She preventeth them that desire her, in making herself first known unto them. 6:14. Whoso seeketh her early shall have no great travail, for he shall find her sitting at his doors. 6:15. To think therefore upon her is perfection of wisdom, and whoso watcheth for her shall quickly be without care. 6:16. For she goeth about seeking such as are worthy of her, sheweth herself favorably unto them in the ways, and meeteth them in every thought. 6:17. For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love. 6:18. And love is the keeping of her laws, and the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance of incorruption. 6:19. And incorruption maketh us near unto God. 6:20. Therefore the desire of wisdom bringeth to a kingdom. 6:21. If your delight be then in thrones and scepters, O ye kings of the people, honor wisdom, that ye may reign forevermore. 6:22. As for wisdom, what she is, and how she came up, I will tell you, and will not hide mysteries from you, but will seek her out from the beginning of her nativity, and bring the knowledge of her into light, and will not pass over the truth. 6:23. Neither will I go with consuming envy, for such a man shall have no fellowship with wisdom. 6:24. But the multitude of the wise is the welfare of the world, and a wise king is the upholding of the people. 6:25. Receive therefore instruction through my words, and it shall do you good.